On today's Insights, why every blog post needs a purpose. Matt and I chat about why every recruiter should connect with 25 individuals on LinkedIn every day, and we chat about what makes a great job title. Today's Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing's Hot Summer Deals. Looking to fire up your marketing or recruiting? Let us help light the fire. To learn more about Haley Marketing's 8 Hot Summer Deals, visit haleymarketing.com/summer. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, how's things going this week?
I'm back. Is this my first episode?
You're back.
You kicked me out for a week.
We did have creative on for a little bit. So if you missed episode 19 of Insights, we had Sarah Jadashik and Josie Eberts from Haley Marketing's creative team for a whole episode dedicated to creative.
That was a good move.
It was a good episode. I was really glad that they decided to come on and share their insights with us. It's good to have you back in the podcast studio, though.
Thanks,
Matt.
Thanks, man.
Did you miss us?
Of course.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back. Let's get started.
Content Blueprint.
Matt, you've heard me say this probably a million times at this point. I've said it on Insights maybe 1,000 times, but every post has to have a purpose. I've said it about social media. On this episode of Insights, I want to talk about why every blog post specifically needs a purpose. And Matt, to get started, I want to make it very clear. Staffing and recruiting firms are not Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur, Fox News, CNN. You don't generate revenue based on blog reads, right? You make revenue and you generate revenue on placements. That's why every blog post needs a purpose.
I have yet to come across a staffing agency or recruiter website that's getting monetized by ads. So Brad's original thought is correct that staffing agencies and recruiters aren't making money off getting 2 million blog hits because 8 reasons to check out a resume, you won't believe number 5. It's really focusing, I think, on that, I think this is where Brad's going, that targeted traffic.
Absolutely.
It's also similar, as we prepared for the show, I thought, how we like to have strategy for SEO, for search engine optimization. It's not just ranking number 1 for every term humanly possible, because it's impossible. The budgets aren't there, but we really want to focus on that targeted traffic of someone who's coming across your blog post, your infographic, your video, your piece of content every single time when they're ready to engage, to connect, and to become a conversion.
Simon Sinek has that great book, Start With Why. He has the TED Talk that's all about starting with why. And when we think about blogging for staffing and recruiting firms, we have to come back to our why. What is our purpose and why are we doing this in the first place? What Matt was alluding to in his talk here for a second, he had mentioned that we need to have a purpose because we want to funnel traffic. We want to funnel targeted traffic to the right pages of your website. If you're blogging just for the sake of doing it, just because you want thought leadership or you want to be an expert in a given topic, you're really missing the point. Blogging and creating great content, while it is all about value, ultimately you want to tell that reader what their next step should be. Every blog should have a purpose. Every blog should funnel that targeted traffic to the right landing page.
And it starts with the copy. It starts with the image of that post and really what are we doing with that why to deliver the content you want to share with your audience. And then as Brad talked about in that, you know, that last point here is the conversion at the end. It's the point is, yeah, it might be resume tips. It might be just a job, but it needs to have a conversion to make it easy for someone to apply for a job or to fill out a form, or if it's on client side to fill out a form to hopefully become a new order or a new business for your company.
I think there's also a point too, Matt, that every blog post needs a purpose strictly because of content overload. There are so many people creating content right now in 2019, and it's going to continue to grow in 2020, that there's so much noise that you need a specific purpose for your article. I know when we had Dan Hong on a little while ago to talk about SEO and how that relates to blogging, he had made a point where the purpose of Google is really to serve the best answer to a given question. So as you're creating that blog article, as you're creating that resource, your why should be to provide the best possible answer to the topic or question that you are trying to write about. If you don't have that best possible answer, one, Google's not going to see it because they're in business to provide the best answer possible. And you really want to think about that target audience. You don't want to just give your target audience fluff content that doesn't really matter. You want to give them the meat and potatoes. You want to give them that great blog post that really speaks to their pain points and talks about their challenges. So again, why does every blog post need a purpose? Staffing and recruiting firms, we can't compete against the Inks, the Forbes, the Fox News, the CNN. We can't compete at a level where we're getting page views that turn into revenue. Our purpose when we create blog posts is to speak to our target audience and to ultimately funnel that job seeker or that hiring manager, that decision maker, to the next step of the process. Whether that's a contact form, a conversion page, the job board, every post has to have a purpose. Start with your why and then funnel traffic to the right page.
And that purpose can come from the content calendar. We can really think about it when you're laying out the content for the month, for the quarter, and thinking about, okay, is this purpose going to be for a candidate or for a client? Is it going, which part of that almost conversion funnel, a little jumped ahead a little bit, but is it going to be, is it just, you know, an informational topic? Is it a conversion topic to for a job posting or for an ebook or for an infographic? Where is it in your conversion funnel or in your process of informing and educating your audience? And why is that, what is that purpose of each post? And, you know, Brad said it, you know, a couple minutes ago, there's a lot of content, there's a lot of noise, but what wins? Really good content.
Always.
I am a chronic Twitter scroller, but if it's good, like it happened a couple of times over the weekend, there were some really good videos and content I came across. I spent 5 minutes watching a video. I spent 3 minutes watching a video, and it was very good content.
And then you texted me about it.
I did. But then I also got engagement on social, which means it was good content. Like, I don't get a lot of engagement for my random thoughts that I share out there on Twitter, but it's good content's going to win. And that's where it gets back to, really good content will fulfill that purpose of each of your blog posts.
We're going to take a real quick break. When we get back, Matt and I are going to chat about why every recruiter should connect with 25 individuals on LinkedIn every day.
Hi, this is David Stearns, CEO at Haley Marketing. It's summer, and that's our favorite time of the year. So to celebrate, we're having hot deals on several of our most popular services, including websites, blogging, video marketing, recruiting, digital dominance, and our award-winning content marketing service, Haley Mail. Want to know more about our hot summer deals? Check out haleymarketing.com/summer.
Social reach.
Matt, this is an interesting topic and one that we get asked actually pretty frequently. You know, how many people should I be connecting with on LinkedIn every day? I know as we were prepping for the show, you just made a comment as we were sitting down in the studio about how you get so much in mail on LinkedIn. People are consistently reaching out to you. And there's a concern there of the more people that you connect with, the more individuals have the opportunity to reach out to you. And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
More noise, Brad.
It is certainly more noise.
It's bad noise right now.
I know right now I have close to 13,000 connections on LinkedIn, and it's noisy out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of sales pitches, which is not good content, which is getting back to segment one. The purpose is there, but it's not good. But what's been, you know, the reasoning for this topic on why you should really increase that connection base on LinkedIn?
So for me personally, I really think, and I feel strongly about this, that I'm a LinkedIn open networker. And you'll see on LinkedIn every now and again, someone has Lion in their name or in their headline, LION.
They do.
It's a LinkedIn open networker, meaning that you want to connect with anybody and everybody. For me personally, I think there is incredible value in connecting with everybody that I possibly can throughout staffing and recruiting. And I'll tell you my reason why. As I connect with more people and I share consistent content, whether that's a video, this podcast episode, a blog article from haleymarketing.com, another industry-related resource, maybe it's an ebook from Haley Marketing, as I share that content, individuals understand who I am and how I can add more value to them. I, under no circumstances, would challenge you or encourage you to connect with people to spam them. That's not what this is about. I do, however, recommend connecting with anybody and everybody. And another reason why is that record low unemployment, you never know who's looking for their next job. You never know who might know somebody, who might have a friend who's down on their luck and needs a new opportunity. As you're connecting with those new individuals, you grow your network, you grow your personal brand, and then more people have the opportunity to see the jobs available or the content that you have.
And LinkedIn does a really good job. I'm actually sitting here throughout this episode looking at my phone on how it organizes them. And LinkedIn's algorithm's not just going to show you random people in your geographic region or random people, you know, that may have an interest in you. It's segmented out by people have similar job titles to you, people that have maybe you went to school with, people could be in your area, but they're all LinkedIn does a really good job of suggesting potential connections that have an interest. It's not just some random person 3,000 miles away that has no interest. It's going to be a connection that has an interest in your industry, maybe your alumni network, or could be just locally as well. But like Brad says, it's not just open spamming. It's connecting with someone with a purpose so that content that you're sharing on your pages reaches an audience that's interested in that content.
So, Matt, I'm going to ask you this because my take, I absolutely think individuals should connect with 25 people on LinkedIn every single day. Do you think that frequency is too high?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's too high. There is a take out there. There's actually a guy I used to work with who doesn't think you should do this. He thought you should be very particular in who you connect with on LinkedIn. He thought it should just be, he was very business development, entrepreneurial side, startup, but really thinks it should just be someone who could be a potential connection for you or for them in that networking side. Brad kind of laid this out. It's been a while. It's probably a year or two since you really said just connect with people that have an interest. And I don't have 13,000, but I have 6,000. And that's a good number. And it instantly amplifies the reach of your content.
Right, which increases your personal brand and also the Haley marketing brand. Correct. So the brand is growing as an extension of that umbrella, right? As you develop strong personal brands, more content is seen, right? You think about Insights or this podcast or even the Matt Minute. So Matt, for those of you that don't know, Matt has a weekly video series on LinkedIn that he publishes on his personal LinkedIn account that's called the Matt Minute, where Matt will talk about a tip or a best practice in recruitment marketing just about every week. What's great there is not only is Matt growing his personal brand so that individuals in the industry start to see him as an expert in recruitment marketing, but it also positions Haley Marketing in a strong way. There's branding, it's consistent, it's in line with our core values and our beliefs and our vision and where we want to head. So it's a great idea. I agree that connecting with 25 people every day on LinkedIn is the right frequency, and it's something that I've said consistently now for a while. You don't know who is going to be looking for their next job opportunity. If you're selective with who you're connecting with, you're really cutting out on that passive job seeker.
And I will say with this opinion, people are lurking. It sounds a little weird, but with the videos that I produce, that Math Minute video series, I might not get a lot of, you know, 50, 100 likes, but people are seeing it. We were at a conference last year and they came up and said, "You're the guy that does Math Minute videos." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Yep.
And I kind of knew who some of them were, but yep, a lot of them never liked a post in a year. Not one. The same thing happened with you with a client with our podcast. It was, he had never liked, I think, or even you guys had ever chatted about it, but he had said, "Oh, really like the podcast. You guys are doing a good job." And it kind of takes a step back and shows that it works.
Yeah. I was at NAPS, the annual conference for NAPS down in Bonita Springs last year. And as I was giving my presentation, as I'm delivering it, I mentioned the podcast, and somebody that I hadn't even spoken to before said how much they love listening. I also had a great conversation this week with a client that works with us here at Haley Marketing. And she had mentioned that it always looks like I'm out traveling and speaking. And I had mentioned to her, well, you know, I record a talk, I cut it up 15, 20 ways so that I have content for, you know, weeks to come. It's that perception, though, that works really well. There are people lurking. You don't know who's exactly watching that content, but when the time's right, you have that portfolio of assets that people have been listening to, and they know to come to you when they have a question about that topic.
So to really circle back and kind of and close the loop here, sure, on segment two, it's connecting with people every day because they have an interest in connecting with you. You know, there's going to be some kind of common characteristic. So find a number that you can connect with. And it's very easy on the app to, on the LinkedIn app, to grow that network. But then also that fills into that segment one of every blog, every piece of content has a purpose. And that's what you're sharing on LinkedIn to that audience that you're growing. That's why we're growing this. It's, we're growing it to amplify your content and your personal brand and your company exposure so that it's more effective.
Yep. And 25 a day, I think, is the perfect frequency because it'll take you about 5 minutes. So when you get to the office in the morning, consider it your social media workout program. For 5 minutes every morning, or maybe just before you leave for the office, that's what you're going to do. That's your first or your last task. Pencil it in, put it on your calendar so that you know that you have to do it.
Seen and heard.
Matt, I'm excited for this topic because it's something that you're incredibly passionate about lately as you're looking at different companies, different organizations around really the country and how they're advertising their job titles. So, Matt, I'm going to flip this question directly to you. What makes a great job title?
This is a good question because I find this topic really interesting because my contacts or representatives at Indeed and ZipRecruiter separately emailed me about this kind of topic issue recently, last couple of weeks. And what makes a good job title is something people are searching for, because at the end of the day, we need job candidates. And the Indeeds of the world, the ZipRecruiters of the world, the Googles of the world, as it gets more into that employment, job, talent acquisition world, we go to candidates, active, passive, go to those areas, especially active ones, and are searching for jobs.
Walk me through what you mean having the job title that somebody is searching for. Break that down for me.
My example is there's a client we're working with, and one of the email that was spurred by Indeed was the job title was chargeback specialist, which is very targeted. And in following up with the client, it was targeted for a reason.
Sure.
But Indeed was coming from a really good place in that they were concerned no job candidate is going to search for that title. They're going to search for accounts payable, accounts receivable.
Indeed was saying that.
Yes. Okay. Because we have to think about when if I was going to go look for a job on, you know, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, wherever, I'm going to look for something probably, you know, recruitment marketing, sure, or social media. It's not going to be, you know, Brad always likes to be, you know, what's a marketing ninja? Like, sure, nobody's going to search for marketing ninja.
Right.
But it's going there to create a job title that when the job seeker types it into their Indeed website, Indeed app, ZipRecruiter, you know, CareerBuilder, Monster, wherever, they're going to type in a title that matches the job, that job title, that matches their thought of what the job should be.
So companies that have fun job titles, let's call them marketing ninja, I guess that's, sure, good enough. I wanted another example there, but
we have a tech ninja on staff.
Sure. So companies that want to have that company culture, they want to have fun titles. That's fine. What do you recommend doing in that case?
My main recommendation would be one of two things. I guess it'd be two recommendations.
Yeah.
It would be, you could put it in the job description, maybe a couple sentences or a couple paragraphs in to really showcase or highlight your company culture, because that's what would also ultimately connect you with the right candidate, not only somebody that's professionally qualified for the job, but someone's going to match that company culture.
So job title, marketing director.
Sure.
Description. If you want to become a marketing director or marketing ninja at Haley Marketing Group.
Sure.
Okay.
Or I think also then maybe in the interview or when they come in, then shift that around. Okay. And then, you know, because that's your company culture. It's just, you know, we're not really big at that here at Haley Marketing. That's really our culture, but I could definitely see it at, I don't know if this is it, but somewhere like Zappos seems to be a, mm-hmm, place that would have marketing ninjas or, I don't know, shoe selling ninjas. Like,
sure,
they bounce around on, you know, exercise balls all day and have no desks and,
right,
whatever. But that's what would be my recommendation is, you know, have that job title, because when you get back to it, Indeed's a search engine.
Correct.
We know Google is a search engine, but we don't think about Indeed and ZipRecruiter as search engines, but that's what they are.
I want to stay right on that thought,
yeah,
because Google is also a search engine. So if you're looking for a job in Buffalo, New York to be a marketing director, think about what somebody is searching to find your job. You have to optimize for Google as well.
Correct. You need that information in there because that's what we search when we go to Google. But sure. Then think about your experience on Indeed, on ZipRecruiter. There's two fields. There's a field for a job title or a company or industry. Then there's a field for the location. And we need to optimize, create, write our job titles and our job descriptions really with the right keywords that someone is going to search for because, you know, Google, whatever search engine you are going to be searching on is only as good as the content you're giving it. And like Brad said earlier in this podcast, Google is trying to provide the best answer to someone's question or search term that they're typing in. And it's only as good as the information that's being input into the search engine. So whatever you can do to put in that job title that's going to match the search terms coming from the candidates, that's going to work well.
Matt, I think you said it perfectly. It's all about search intent and searcher intent. So whether that's Google, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, wherever that might be, we need the best job title that fits the actual role. Think through what somebody is actively searching for. And then if you need to, as you bring them in for that interview, hey, I know the job title said marketing director, but here at Haley Marketing Group, we like to have fun with our titles. So you're really going to be a marketing ninja. It's a great touch point in that first interview then.
Yeah, and it showcased the company culture. And, sure. You know, I could show up for the interview and be like, no, not for me. I could show up for the interview and be like, this is where I want to work because that's the information that you're trying to get all those qualified applicants, but then you really need to match that skill set with that soft skill set and to find the right match to fill your open positions with the right qualified candidates.
That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we ask that you please tell one coworker about it this week. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.